prosecutions of not speaking out over alleged sexual violence perpetrated by Hamas attackers on October 7th.
We hear the silence of international institutions about the barbaric sexual abuse of Israeli women and girls, and that deliberate silence is complicity.
Many Israelis have been critical of international organizations, saying they've avoided public condemnation of the alleged sexual violence. There is widespread evidence of sexual violence committed by Hamas during their October 7th attack. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Women and girls disproportionately bear the burden of climate change. That's what Hillary Clinton said at COP28 on Monday, adding that gender equality can no longer be an afterthought.
They're in fields, they're in factories, they're in markets, they're doing all kinds of work that becomes absolutely impossible if temperatures get to 40, 50 degrees centigrade.
The former U.S. Secretary of State spoke during a panel on women's roles in building a climate-resilient world. In Bazunga, South Sudan's western Equatoria state, Monday, about 200 community members were sensitized on preventing and ending gender-based violence at a UN workshop.
We are here to create awareness to the community, aim to reduce the rate of gender-based violence in the community.
That is Margaret Joshua with the UN. She says, with the knowledge acquired, one of the women who attended, Eva James, a mother of six, said she now knows. This is VOA News. China has seen an uptick in respiratory illnesses and clusters of pneumonia in children. Reuters correspondent Dylan Rubens says doctors and public researchers say there's no evidence for international alarm.
The recent outbreaks in the country, where COVID emerged in late 2019, have attracted the global spotlight. After the World Health Organization asked China for more detailed information last week, a Chinese health official said the outbreak is caused by known pathogens and that there is no sign of new infectious diseases. Data suggests the increase is linked to the lifting of COVID-19 restrictions, along with the circulation of known pathogens such as Mycoplasma pneumoniae. That's a common bacterial infection that typically affects younger children.
Reuters correspondent Ilan Rubens, who says experts outside of China aren't too worried about the outbreak, saying their countries saw similar increases in respiratory diseases after they too eased pandemic restrictions. China said on Monday that a U.S. Navy ship illegally entered waters adjacent to the Second Thomas Shoal. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports the atoll has been the site of several confrontations with China recently.
China is in disputes with several of its neighbors over its extensive claims of territorial waters in the South China Sea. The U.S. Navy said the USS Gabriel Giffords was conducting routine operations in international waters in the South China Sea, consistent with international law. The Chinese military spokesperson said the U.S. ship was monitored and followed. The U.S. Navy responded, quote, "We will not be deterred from continuing to work alongside our allies and partners in support of our shared vision for a free and open Indo-Pacific."
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman, who says in recent months, China has had several run-ins with Philippine vessels in the South China Sea. The number of people killed by floods and landslides in northern Tanzania has jumped to 47. Another 85 were injured following torrential rain, according to a senior government official. At least two people died, and the runway of one of India's busiest airports is submerged underwater due to torrential rain, as two southern states braced on Monday for a severe cyclone to hit, likely within the next 24 hours. Winds are expected when that cyclone comes ashore to be more than 100 kilometers per hour. You can get news anytime you want it on our website, voanews.com, or from our mobile apps. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.
Now, VOA 1.